1390 AM Denmark, W250 CV Green Bay,
and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Chuck Sievertson. Crews have pulled a third body from the pile of rubble after yesterday's explosion and fire at a chocolate factory in West Reading, Pennsylvania. Fire Chief Chad Moyer.
Due to the violence of the explosion and the amount of time that has passed, the chance of finding survivors is decreasing rapidly.
Several people are missing, caused the explosions under investigation. Another night without power in parts of Mississippi after killer tornadoes hit in the dark wee hours. At least 24 deaths in Mississippi, some rural towns largely leveled, including Silver City, where all of Christian George's family survived.
My mom threw a blanket over my grandmother and held it down to keep the glass off of them.
Russia is moving tactical nuclear weapons to its neighbor Belarus, says President Putin. The U.S. hasn't seen indications that Russia is going to use them, so there are no U.S. changes, says the White House. A fifth attack by Iranian proxy forces against a U.S. military base in Syria, a drone. No injuries, says the U.S. military. This is ABC News. A church law aimed at holding church leaders accountable for covering up sexual abuse has been updated by Pope Francis. The law says victims could include adults and not just children. Reverend Andrew Small, a secretary to the Pope.
Maybe upwards of two-thirds of the bishops' conferences around the world haven't really had the type of capacity building and resources to implement Vos Estis in any meaningful way. And I think some of those parts of the church are where we have what the Holy Fathers called real and present dangers.
Billions of dollars are involved in this particular investigation, says ABC's Rachel Scott.
Michael Horowitz is leading the team of independent watchdogs, tracking trillions in pandemic relief. Horowitz says the Small Business Administration was overwhelmed by the number of loans and ignored key warnings. ABC News has learned the total amount of fraud, specifically within EIDL, the program that many of those fake farm schemes targeted, could be at least $86 billion.
Our Rachel Scott, Chuck Sievertson, ABC News.
Kids, they're just different than us. They have no inhibitions, consider silverware optional, and can find fun anywhere. And when kids get really sick, they're different than us too. Until now, children diagnosed with blood cancer have been treated like many adults. Not anymore. The Leukemia and Lymphoma Society proudly introduces the Dare to Dream Project, transforming treatment and care through advocacy, education, and the largest global clinical trial for kids with blood cancer. For the first time, a specific treatment can be matched to a specific type of cancer in a specific child. It'll be the biggest medical advancement for little patients in history. Dare to dream with us. Support the Dare to Dream Project and all the work that the Leukemia and Lymphoma Society does at LLS.org.
Your home for local news, weather, and sports across the airwaves and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
Listening to pre-recorded content produced by Civic Media. To learn more, go to our website, civicmedia.us.
If it's local music from Wisconsin, it's heard here. This is Max Inc. Radio. We are local music.
This is Paul Schluter, guitarist for Last Track, and you're listening to Max Inc. Radio, radio for the people. Yeah!
Down the length of your tongue. Thank you. Max Inc. Heavy, we are local music. There's two songs from the mighty Last Crack at 11 o'clock. We call it Essential Last Crack. That was Energy Mine from the Burning Time CD. From Red Run Head Start Screaming with Sean Anthony Brown on vocals, we heard Squeeze It. Essential Last Crack happens every Saturday at 11 o'clock here on Max Inc. Radio. How you doing, everybody? I'm Jimmy K. Rocker's gone for the night, so it's just me. Coming up next week, Joel from 20 Minute Mission will join us here on Max Inc. Heavy. They just put out a new release recorded at Megatone Studios with the guitarist from Last Crack, Paul Schluter. We'll play a track before the midnight hour from 20 Minute Mission. Max Inc. Radio is sponsored by Full Mile Beer Company and Kitchen, Sun Prairie, a locally owned restaurant, brewery with outdoor seating, and a live music offering as well. FullMileBeerCompany.com for more information. Also by Weicker Realtors Lake Point. Let us open the door to your future home. Stop into our office on Atwood Avenue on Madison's east side or find them online at Weikert-Lakepoint.com. And by Zippy Lou Coffee and Donuts. Coffee, donuts, fried chicken on North Sherman Avenue on Madison's north side. Check them out online at ZippyLouMadison.com. Original local hard rock, metal, and punk from the state of Wisconsin. These guys have a show coming up Friday, April 21st. With All Meridians, Thunder Goat, and Illusion of Fate. We're going to play some All Meridians here shortly and Illusion of Fate in the next half hour. Right now, it's Order of the Jackal and Immortal Witness. It's Max Inc. Heavy on Civic Media. We are local music. Ominous on Max Inc. Heavy. We are local music. Music on the way from 20 Minute Mission. We'll do some Bronze Scorpion and Illusion of Fate out of Milwaukee. Right now, some classic rock from Madison from 1990 and their debut album, Gardens of Machinery. It's Rapscallion on Max Inc. Heavy.
Radio for the people.
CBS News Brief. Powerful tornadoes wiped out towns in rural Mississippi. Rolling Fork resident Christine Chin.
Got calm and then all of a sudden everything just like a big old train or something coming through. And I just got in the hallway at my house.
Former President Trump back on the campaign trail in Waco, Texas.
They've got nothing. They've got nothing. Think of it. 11 million pages. And my tax returns on top of it, and they're a big return. It probably makes me the most innocent man in the history of our country.
Russian President Vladimir Putin says he'll station nuclear weapons outside of his country.
This is done with kind of to avoid, if you will, misunderstanding and misrepresentation. So even though some people think it's an escalation, one could argue that the Russians are being rather cautious in how they are presenting this nuclear move.
Defense security expert Daniel Gouray, CBS News Brief, I'm Matt Piper.
Weather brought to you by Nextech Glass, your hometown experts for auto, residential, and commercial glass repair and replacement. please visit nexttechglass.com. That's nexttechglass.com.
It's easy to listen to your favorite local radio station anytime. Download the Civic Media app from the Apple or Google Play Store, then listen live or whenever you want from anywhere for free.
I was just curious as to why you called it the Paul Revere Show.
The Paul Revere Show is named this way because the poem that we all know, the famous Ride, the poem was written to rally the troops to fight slavery and fight for democracy. And so I named the show the Paul Revere Show because I thought it was the time to get on the air and talk about democracy.
The Paul Revere Show with Mark Thompson. Listen Monday, 7 to 8 p.m., always on the Civic Media app.
I'm Pat Kreitlow from Up North News. On an earlier edition, we talked to three women, med students, about whether they're going to stay in Wisconsin to practice medicine.
All this Roe v. Wade stuff, and now OBGYN's hands are so tied. I don't want to go through 12 years of training to have some person that didn't do training tell me how to do my job.
It is not a binary choice. You're for or against abortion. It is a healthcare decision. We all have those stories, and people want to hear them.
Don't miss the real stories here on Up North News.
As Goes Wisconsin with Kristen Brock.
Pro tip, if you look up a chili recipe and it doesn't have pasta in it, don't think you can just use all of the same ratios, and adding a box of pasta will not just make it into pasta with chili as the sauce.
You added an entire box of pasta?
I did.
Yeah, that's a little much.
That's too much. Mm-hmm. I had no supervision.
Or like a chili hot dish.
Yeah, exactly.
As Goes Wisconsin with host Kristen Brock. Weekdays 11 to 2 on Civic Media and the Civic Media app.
If it's local music from Wisconsin, it's heard here. This is Max Inc. Radio. We are local music.
Oh,
Find us on Facebook and become a fan. It's Max Inc. Radio. Radio for the people.
Johnny Cash Out, That's Not Dead Yet on Max Inc. Heavy. 20-minute mission before that with their new song, Six Words. Bon Scorpion with Grievous Angel in there, too. Both of those bands are going to be at the Rigby Friday, March 31st with Time to Kill. And Illusion of Fate out of Milwaukee with their song, As the Leaves Fall from King of the Serpents. Thanks for listening to Max Inc. Radio tonight. Really appreciate it. Hope you get a chance to tune in tomorrow at 6 p.m. for the rebroadcast on Sunday night and a brand new show next Saturday here on the Civic Media Radio Network. I got music on the way from Vermilion. They're playing Sunday, tomorrow, at the Crucible, and Casket Robber just around the corner. They're playing March 30th at the High Noon Saloon. Right now it's the Faith Hills Have Eyes. They had their CD release party on Thursday. Here's the title track from their new album, The Riff Element. It's Max Inc. Heavy. We are local music.
What? Brad's buzzed.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, he's starting with the woots.
Woot, woot.
And now a speech.
I just want to say that friendship is about heart. Heart and brain. Who's with me?
Good thing is, he knows when he's buzzed.
And my brain is saying, when it's time to go home, somebody call me a ride.
Love that guy.
Me too.
Know your buzzed warning signs? Call for a ride when it's time to go home. Buzz driving is drunk driving. A message from NHTSA and the Ad Council.
You were supposed to get a colon cancer screening, but stuff came up.
We did have to pick up the twins from practice.
But on the way, we hit a giant pothole.
Over
on.
If you are 45 and older, don't let stuff get in the way of your screening. Visit the Colorectal Cancer Alliance at ccalliance.org.
But then...
You're listening to the Talk of Green Bay. WGBW 1590 AM Denmark. W250 CV Green Bay. And always streaming on the Civic Media app.
ABC News,